James chapter 1. Let's turn over there. James chapter 1. Verse 13. And I'm going to tell you something. It's a terrible thing to say God doesn't heal today. It's a terrible thing to tell people. I say this, you know, my father died 54 years old. I'd been born again a few years. And never one time did I hear that God healed. I went to church every Sunday. In fact, once I started going to church, I never missed a Sunday. I thought of that last Sunday when we canceled church, well, there wasn't any church to miss. But I never heard that God healed, so I never once prayed for my father. That's pretty sad. And I'm not in that boat alone. James 1:13, let no one say when he's tempted, I am tempted by God. Let no one say when he's sick that he's made sick by God. Amen? For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Now, does God want us just not to be deceived about that particular issue? No, God doesn't want us deceived about any issue. Verse 17 says, here's what he doesn't want us to be deceived about. He gives an example, but then he says every. So he's not speaking just specifically. Now he's speaking generally. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation, no change, or shadow of turning. In other words, God doesn't give one something good and another one something bad. Like Paul said, Jesus didn't say yes and no. All the promises of God are yes. To who? To whosoever will receive them. You know, you hear people today, well, I know God heals some. Well, that means God doesn't heal some others then. They don't put it that way, but that's what they're saying. No, every good and perfect gift is from above, and God is no respecter of persons. They're gifts. Healing is a gift. That means you can't earn it. Means you can't buy it. But you do have to ask for it, and you have to receive it. But all of God's gifts are good. Now, you wouldn't think that you'd have to define good, would you? Like Brother Hagin used to say, you know, a five-year-old kid with one eye and half sense ought to know what good is. You shouldn't have to define good. But people today will tell you that God gives sickness to people. Then that would mean sickness is good, right? Because God only has good gifts. The definition of good, I've never seen a word in the English dictionary with more definitions of good. I mean, there was a whole page. So many, I decided not to use them. But the Greek word means of good constitution or nature, useful, pleasant, agreeable, joyful, excellent. Now, that doesn't apply to sickness. You know, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So we all have a sound mind. So let me ask people with a sound mind a couple of questions. We're talking about, is sickness good? Because people say, well, God put sickness on me to teach me something. Well, then it must be good if it's from God. So you notice that not only good, but perfect. Have you ever heard a doctor say, you have perfect lung cancer? And they say, sweet. Now, isn't that ridiculous? Or have you ever heard a doctor say, you have perfect Ebola? And they say, glory to God. Or have you ever heard a doctor say, your TB is good and perfect? And you say, oh, thank God. Now, we're getting ridiculous, but that is not as ridiculous as saying sickness is a gift from God. Have you ever heard anyone say, oh, hallelujah, Thank you, Jesus. That asthma is just exactly what I've been wanting. I've just always wanted it. Thank you, Jesus. No. David said over and over and over again, Oh, that God is good and His mercy endure forever. Oh, that men would give God thanks. In fact, if sickness were good, then every good Christian would be sick. Because Psalm 84:11 says, no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Isn't that right? The Bible says God's a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. So sickness is not a reward. Sickness is not a good gift. Sickness is never called a gift in the Bible. It's never called good. And people always say, well, but what about Job? What about Paul's thorn? What about the man born blind? We will talk about those, not tonight, but we will show you that the traditions of men are not teaching those things according to the Word of God. What does God give us? Well, He gives us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Amen? And that's not sickness. He gives us every spiritual blessing. That's not sickness. Jeremiah said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. How many people have gone to the doctor and they say, well, your case is hopeless. You have no future. You got to die. Sickness, disease, blindness, deafness, in fact, every manner of sickness is from Satan according to the Bible. Not according to the traditions of men,